Did you know this? Today is National Cocktail Day.
I could use a drink.
Can I make you a cocktail?
Is it too early for a drink?
I'm gonna make you a cocktail.
It is National Cocktail Day.
It is National Cocktail Day.
What are we doing here?
Doing? What are we doing here?
We have a cocktail party.
Happy National Cocktail Day.
Be kind to your liver.
So what do you think?
It's showtime.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Never seen a bumper sticker that said be kind to your liver.
Wait, is that on the week? Six of Be Kind campaign?
No, it's not. Anyway, let's do a show.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Cocktail day. I can't say it enough. I'm drinking a cup of tea. What the hey? Karina, I got to say this. And people listening, if you missed it, you do have a chance to listen to it again. What we did in radio yesterday was why local radio exists.
Yes. It's something that you won't find in a lot of places these days. And not only that, you won't find athletes that are as well-spoken and amazing as the woman we had in the studio, Miss Gabby Bradigan from Chicoutimi, placed 12th in the nation. And to hear her story, even off the air and just everything, it's just, she's an amazing young lady.
Okay, so if you missed the story, all right, you can go to our podcast and catch it. If you saw the parade the night before in Sunbury and wondered what the heck that was all about, it was more than just a Chicoutimi female wrestler. It was a story about female athletes, and it was so much more. And like Karina said, Gabby Bradigan, a teenager, is really paving the way for female athletes in the future. And I hope that there were youngsters listening to her talk right here in our studio yesterday and told their mom and dad, you know what? I want to do something big.
Well, if you look at our Facebook page, and I apologize, I should have grabbed that earlier, but there are comments. And actually, there's a picture of a young little girl. And the mom said, She's such an inspiration. My little one is an up-and-coming female wrestler, and she's looking up to Gabby. And that's what Gabby is dumbfounded with, is the amount of people that are, you know, she thought she was just wrestling, doing a cool thing. And in the spinoff, she's literally paving the way for girls like that that go, I don't know if I can do this because I'm a girl. Well, you can.
Yeah, and on her way to wrestle in college, at a college that is in their second year, but the first year of being whatever other people in the street call it. Oh, they have a real team now. Well, they have a sanctioned team now, and she will be on that first sanctioned team as an incoming freshman. Mm-hmm. That's going to be huge for her
and
the sport.
Yeah, the lengths that she will go. And again, her end goal is to make a difference, but also to coach. And when we mentioned, like, do you want to coach? Her face lit up like a Christmas tree. And so that's longevity. That is making it her goal in life, is to do what she loves and then turn it into a mentorship, which is the best kind.
Yep. We all wish we could do what we love and turn it into a mentorship.
Well, I think we do. And that's the thing I love about radio, is that this is the first time that I say I don't have a job. I love what I do. I look forward to going to work every day. And I didn't realize how rare that is. So if Gabby can do something that she loves for the rest of her life, even after she's done actively wrestling, that's pretty cool.
Go to the Morgan in the Morning podcast. We do a feature at 8:15 on most days called Mic'd Up. Listen to the whole podcast. It's a three-hour morning radio show in less than 30 minutes.
Yeah, we always want you to listen live, but, you know, we realize you have a busy life, and maybe you can only catch a few clips or maybe miss the whole thing because you had a day.
Yeah.
You can go to WQKX.net and click on the podcast. It's a little big pink banner there. Or on your own phone, just put in Morgan in the Morning on 94KX.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Well, if you missed this yesterday, we talked about the reality game show coming to television based on the show The Love Boat. It'll be called The Real Love Boat. Jimmy Fallon is caught up with this story, and he's going to talk about it. And it's not just cocktail day. It's cheesesteak day. We'll talk about that, too.
Ooh, you're in the right state. It's Morgan in the Morning.
94KX.
CBS is releasing a new dating competition show called The Real Love Boat, which a big group of singles spend nearly a month together on a cruise.
Ooh.
Yep, it's the only dating show where the winner is whoever gets kicked off first.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Saute those onions, babe. Grill up.
I didn't even know there was such thing as the Philly cheesesteak song, but here it is.
And now I'm hungry.
Skip Denenberg, yeah. the Philly cheesesteak song. I love cheesesteaks, and I'll tell you what, I don't have to go to Philly to get one. But there are people that, if it ain't from Philly, they won't eat it, Geno's and all that stuff. But
a friend of mine went somewhere and got patties.
Yeah, there's just cheesesteak places every other. You know, they're like bars and funeral homes in the coal region. cheesesteak places in Philly. They're everywhere.
They're everywhere, yeah.
But I think we have some good cheesesteaks right here in Senpa, man.
We'd be glad to taste test them, I'm just saying.
Yeah, bring them to, you just said a couple seconds ago, I'm getting hungry. Yeah, there you go.
It's cocktail day. We need some stuff to wash it down with.
My favorite Amato's cheesesteak. Bam. Mm. Because they make their own bread. I've said it a million times before. I've said it to the point where I've walked into Amato's and they hand me a bag of bread.
And actually, note to you guys, if you go in even to a Subway, if you, like, you buy some good meat, you got it on a good, you know, whatever, a pound for a really good deal.
Uh-huh.
If you go into any of these places, just ask for bread. They'll sell it to you really cheap. And then you can take it home.
And make your own sandwich?
Yes.
How do we get on this topic? It's an interesting one, though.
Because it's cheesesteak.
I just go to Honor Roll. They make the best hoagies.
My dad loves that place.
But back to cheesesteaks, yeah, I'm an Amato's guy. I don't know if you have any different. The Ford Fun Line's always open. Or why don't we post up a big sloppy old cheesesteak on Facebook and ask people where theirs is coming from?
I got there because you were talking about Amato's and your cheesesteak. Well, you can make one at home with your own favorite bread and do what you want.
Yeah, you can always do that. Or just go buy one somewhere else so you don't have to dirty up the pots and pans.
WQKX. Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Can we postpone March Sadness? I think we can because we already talked about every single loser.
Uh-uh.
What do you mean? Uh-uh. I thought your tear ducts needed a break.
Well, we can forecast the sadness. We don't have to delve into the sadness yet. We can forecast it.
Okay, I guess cue that ESPN college music, please. The Sweet 16.
Some will win, some will lose.
And then when they lose, it's a sad thing.
Yeah.
But the victory tonight will be so sweet in the Sweet 16.
And tomorrow it will be sour.
Yeah. For some, and then we play some more Sweet 16. And then by the weekend, what is it? The Elite Eight.
And the sad sucker. Four.
So we'll tell you what's coming up. And then, yeah. Karina can preview March Sadness. I get this feeling you're starting to like the sadness role here.
Stop calling me out, Tom.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
The NCAA Sweet 16. We're doing this for you, Cam. You think Cam's on the golf course yet? Is it sunlight? Yeah. I don't even know. We don't have a window in the studio. Anyway, if you don't know Cam, Cam St. James works here. He is the biggest Duke fan I have ever met in my life.
This is true.
He is more of a Duke fan than Coach K's wife. Okay.
Oh, Lord.
More than my older sister, who lives in upstate New York, and she's a Duke fan. Still can't figure out that March Madness.
I think of my Sweet 16 and had nothing to do with basketball.
You ready for the games? Number four, Arkansas, otherwise known as Arkansas.
Beats
number one Gonzaga. This could be the year for the Zags. Elsewhere, number 11, Michigan versus number 2, Villanova. Number 3, Texas Tech. Yeah, that team that beat Notre Dame. Let's move on.
Cam's like, who?
Yeah, Texas Tech against number 2, Duke. And finally tonight, the game that Karina and I will not be watching because it tips off at about 11 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm, we'll be sound in our beds.
There you go. Number 5, Houston. And number 1, Arizona. Four games tonight. Four games tomorrow to whittle it down to the Elite Eight.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It'll be much easier to take because there's days where I had like 16 and I just couldn't take it. I mean, I went through a whole box of Kleenex yesterday.
I know.
And then my therapist, I did a 2-hour session. It was really sad.
He only paid for 30 minutes, though, so that's good. That was bonus.
He's like, my schedule's clear. I'll keep you for another hour.
All because he knows you've been thrust.
Personally victimized by March Madness into March Sadness.
So anyway, four games tonight, that means four new losers. Four games tomorrow, that means four more losers. We can handle it, right? We can handle this.
We can handle it. We're muddling through this March Sadness.
Muddling. something.
Yeah, I've been doing it more than the Olympics. I'm just saying.
You did a good job with the Olympic updates. What are you talking about?
You, but I actually, it's weird. I like the music better with the Olympics.
Well, yeah, I have to agree with that.
I actually like the reporting with this more than the music.
I thought you did a great job with the Olympic updates. Nobody pronounced Czechoslovakian bobsledder names quite like you.
Dang Russians.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
If you are an Amazon driver, the pressure is on.
Yeah, in more ways than one. And I couldn't do it. Let's just put it that way. Props to Amazon and UPS and all those guys. It's all coming up. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
Yeah, listen to this. If you're considering a job as an Amazon driver, you better know how to hustle, boy.
You better be in some shape.
Listen to the three things you need to know about it.
One, they tell you that you could walk and deliver the packages, but no. You actually got to run, because if you're trying to do 25 stops per hour, you're going to have to run. Two, they say you can take breaks during the day. You get two breaks and a lunch. But they don't tell you, if you do take your breaks and your lunch, you will not get done in time. Three, there's some vans with no AC. Luckily, I have a van today that has AC. Some vans don't have AC, and in the summertime, it's in Arizona, it's like 101, 110 degrees, and you be dying. I don't want to see you dying, so I'm just giving you guys tips.
Okay, thanks for the tips. If you're working for Amazon, the other companies have quotas as well, but 25 stops an hour?
Yeah, and in the heat of the summer, like you said, no AC, that becomes a small box.
Now, if you're working in the city, okay, 25 stops could be on one street. You know, that's okay. But imagine if you had to take 25 stops an hour and you lived in central PA.
Well, not only that, it increases over Christmas. So,
well, yeah, there's that. And if they raise the numbers, so, I don't know, something viral to think about.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Me running up the street carrying a package, there's nothing funny about that.
Okay, and we're not deterring you from working from Amazon. I mean, I need my stuff. I'm just saying. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Coming up, the good news. It happened in a library in Iowa. Rubber ducks.
Just found a random duck. At first they were easy to find, and then they got harder and harder, and they started to multiply.
They started to multiply?
I've heard a duck in a Jeep, but I don't know what's going on there at the library.
Yeah, I still haven't gotten ducked with my Jeep. I guess my Jeep is too damn ugly, but anyway.
See? Now I can make fun of your car.
Yeah,
Jeep,
but
whatever.
It's big, and it's mean, and it's
you're so manly.
It's cool.
Whatever.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Also on the way in good news, hats off to the Pennsylvania State Police giving their used vests to the Ukraine Army. Wow.
That's awesome.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
Well, if you have a Jeep, you might have gotten ducked around the area, but I have never heard of a bunch of rubber duckies showing up in a library.
My para was putting away books, and we just found a random duck. At first, they were easy to find, and then they got harder and harder, and they started to multiply. It's easily over 200 ducks. We have superhero ducks. We have Disney ducks. We have Minecraft ducks. We have ducks that have themes for holidays.
What?
We have animal ducks. It's every day.
Every day.
Aaron Waldron Smith, the librarian at Mark Twain Elementary in Iowa, trying to explain the mystery there, but either way, it's cute.
I hope they solve it.
I know.
Because at least when your Jeep gets ducked, you know, somebody liked your Jeep, and there's a rubber duck sitting there on your mirror or on your hood or something, and you collect them, and you pay it forward. What could it be with the library, I wonder?
A lot of kids having a lot of rubber ducky fun in the bathtub. Maybe? I don't know.
I don't know. Fiction or nonfiction?
Again,
we'll find out soon.
It's a mystery.
And it's kind of cool news. It's good news because it's about kids and schools. Here's some good news. The Pennsylvania State Police and the State Capitol Police are donating their used vests to the Ukraine and helmets as well. It seems like these helmets and jackets are being upgraded all the time, and state police usually just throw them out. Not now. They're on their way to the Ukraine to help the soldiers there. That's
good news.
It's very good news.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX. 94.1.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
We've got a double dose of Jimmy Fallon and late night TV. What's new with Apple? Well, we'll find out. And it's the 60th anniversary of Taco Smell. Sorry, I like better food. I want me a good cheesesteak today.
Well, we've got it on our Facebook page, and we want to know, where's the best place to get yours here in central Pennsylvania?
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Apple has experienced two major outages in the past 2 days. Luckily, the problem was fixed when the guy at the Genius Bar told Tim Cook to just drop the entire company in a bag of rice. Hey, I saw that Taco Bell is celebrating its 60th anniversary with an all-new vegetarian meal. And actually, it's the first time anyone's ever said happy anniversary inside of Taco Bell.
Wow.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday Buddies.
Yay!
Yay!
Birthday Buddies.
Every day.
And go!
Okay, we shall. For you Game of Thrones people, two big birthdays today. Keisha Castle Hughes is 32. She played Obara Sand. And also Finn Jones is 34 today. Same demographic. Played Lonas Tyrell. Okay. Didn't watch Game of Thrones.
Me either.
Neither did I. Let's move along.
Know. But I know a lot of people did, so yes. That's why I mentioned it. I'm a big football fan. Peyton Manning is 46 today.
Yeah, we were just saying we can't believe he's that old.
He's still so darn funny.
Oh, TV he is. Commercials. He's really funny.
He's got like podcast TV shows out there. Like, bring them to the network so we can all
watch it. Yeah, exactly.
Jim Parsons is 49 years old today. I think we should have a Sheldon moment here.
How about we go rock, paper, scissors?
Ooh, I don't think so. No. Anecdotal evidence suggests that in a game of rock, paper, scissors, players familiar with each other will tie 75 to 80% of the time due to the limited number of outcomes. I suggest rock, paper, scissors, lizard, Spock.
What?
It's very simple. But scissors cuts paper. Paper covers rock. Rock crushes lizard. Lizard poisons Spock. Spock smashes scissors. Scissors decapitates lizard. Lizard eats paper. Paper disproves Spock. Spock vaporizes rock. And as it always has, rock crushes scissors.
All right, you lost me.
Wow.
It sounds good to me.
It's worse than contest rules. Good grief.
We love our Sheldon. All right, now let's take a look at the local celebs. What do we call them?
Birthday buddies.
You betcha. Happy birthday to Amanda Cole from Sealands Grove, 35 years old.
Also 35 is Angela Knoble from Norrie. Happy birthday.
Kathy Drumheller's from Norrie, and she's 34 today.
Craig Stark. He's the guy from Evan that calls us all the time on Flashback Friday. We love you, buddy. He's probably golfing right now. 54 years old.
Dustin Dressler from Beavertown is 39.
Jordan Snook is 32. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Kyle Bailey. Won't you come down, Kyle Bailey? Won't you go?
Right,
Beavertown, 45.
Don't quit your day job. Leona Honestly. Whitmer from Sunbury is 65. Happy birthday.
Michelle Moyers from Paxinus. She's 48 today.
Pamela Stabe, 34. Happy birthday.
Randy Raybuck from Treverton is 56. Happy birthday.
Rick Lars from Herndon. He's 62 today.
Happy birthday to Tiffany Funk, 36.
Aww. She's my little hair salon buddy. Happy birthday, cool. Buddy.
Tiffany?
Yes.
Nice.
She's from Untangled Salon.
All right.
Yes. Okay. Tina Robbins from Danville is 49. Happy birthday.
And Tracy Powell's from New Berlin. She's 51 today.
Anybody on that book, Old Faces?
No, sir.
All right, nobody on the Ford Fun Line, but we're going to Boeing shortly, so stand by for that. You can always email or use the text club as well. That's the way we do this every day.
It's called Birthday Buddies.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
The hunt is on.
Call now. 1-800-326-94KX.
We love the sound of those happy boings, so we're going to take callers 9 and 4 as always.
Yes, all you have to do is call 1-800-326-94KX. And if you're that right caller for 4 and 9, you're joining us April 3rd at Ards for the Bunny Hop Easter Egg Hunt.
Be a part of the show. Morgan in the Morning. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
I think this is caller 4.
Yes. Hi, this is Emily.
Emily, what's your last name?
Delgado. Oh, I just got married, so it's Trigo now.
Well, congratulations on your marriage.
Thank you.
I'm glad you caught that at the last minute because there's a chance your husband might be listening.
Well, the more important part is keeping the kids happy. You got a couple of kids that maybe want to be going to RIDS. You got at least one 5 through 10?
Yes, I have Liana. She's 9. She'll actually be 10 on April 11th.
Wow, so she sneaks in under the wire, and that's good stuff. So she's she's on her way to RIDS. So congratulations to her, and congratulations to you.
Thank you very much.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
We did get caller 9.
We did. Miss Tammy Hoke from Seals Grove got that kiddo that's going to be hopping down the bunny trail, finding all these amazing eggs with prizes in it. But again, that big prize, a year of fun at Knoebels worth $700.
An entire year at Knoebels, and it's all wrapped into one prize egg. That's pretty cool.
Three Ponds Golf Course and the Crystal Pool.
This is going to be fun. Chances.
Wow. Some call it stupid news. We say, and there it is.
All right, here's our lesson for the day. For the guy who's just trying to make some extra bucks at the farm market, he called himself Bud Man. And trust me, it had nothing to do with
beer.
Nothing to do with Budweiser. He was offering 10-pound bags of marijuana for only $5,000.
Certainly seeing it in tubs like that on, you know, the side of the highway could seem a little concerning to us who were trying to serve the community with lab-tested quality THC.
Okay.
At least make them into brownies. I mean, I'm just saying. Make it look like a Dutch goodness on the side of the road. I'm just saying.
Or if it's legal where you are, I don't know if it is in Missouri, you sell small quantities. You don't sell 10-pound bags for $5,000. There is no such thing as a marijuana big box store.
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned. And there it is. On 94KX. WQKX. Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
We opened up the show with National Cocktail Day. It's also National Cheesesteak Day. First, where can we find a good cheesesteak?
Because, you know, it's National Cocktail Day. We got to wash down some cheesesteaks here. Austin Gang says his place closed a few years ago, Pal's Pizza in Tharp Town. Nothing comes close. Aww. Toasted Pillsbury bun, Verano's meat, and Fermano's sauce, which is local, and a blend of two cheeses.
And they closed.
Oh. Apparently, yes.
That's sad.
Tina says today it'll be a Vince's cheesesteak kind of day for her. Tina agrees. Amato's. Donna says Dominic's of New York, which is outside of the Lowe's in Montourville.
Yeah, you don't have to go to New York. Just find a Lowe's. Yes. The Dominic's trailer is outside the building.
Now, Jonna, you threw me for a loop because I have not been to Big Mambo's yet, but I've heard a lot about it, but I would have never guessed they had a cheesesteak.
Ronnie Rod, you're getting it done over there. Yeah, they're one of our great sponsors here. If you haven't been there, they're right off Cameron Park in Sunbury on that tiny little street called Center Street, mm-hmm. and you just walk up to the window, you order what you want. They're hoping to have indoor dining in the fall.
And Robert Dimmick says Tony Luke's in Philly, which of course is quintessential, but here locally, I mean, again, that's one of my dad's favorites.
He'll grab the Vince's cheesesteaks at the Bloom Fair.
Yes.
That used to be the only reason why I would go. Keep them coming on our Facebook page. Where do you get your favorite cheesesteak? As she opens some fresh strawberries from Wise Markets, we're going to mix up a cocktail this morning that you don't have to have alcohol in. Mm. It is National Cocktail Day. And you also brought something that's local, and it's a drink mix?
Yeah, it's not too far. Springgate's Farm Brewery in Harrisburg.
Okay, and they sell this mix in a pouch?
They have various ones, yes.
In Wise Markets. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Springgate Crafty Hard Lemonade, and we're going to mix that with a lot of different fruits, kind of make a sangria.
So Springgate is local.
And crafted right here in good old PA.
You know what that looks like? That looks like the juice pouches we used to drink as kids.
It's a grown-up Capri Sun, just saying.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
We've got some late night TV. Jimmy Kimmel is talking about somebody that you may remember. He actually says that. You may remember this name, Hillary Clinton. Anyway, he's got the joke coming up on that. And Tom's top list, if you're getting stressed out at work, you can drink some of Karina's sangria, or you could do the old 5-4-3-2-1 method.
Now just follow me for more instructions.
All right, it's on the way.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
94KX.
Hey, remember that lady Hillary Clinton, she ran for president. Well, Hillary announced that she tested positive for COVID. That's how deep we are in the upside down world right now. Hillary caught a virus and Bill didn't. WQKX.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goodie room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started. If you're having a stressful day at work, you should be here in our studio where mixologist Karina Carr is...
one way to get rid of it.
Making cocktails, but that's one way. But if you can't do that, close your eyes right now, unless you're driving, and do the 5-4-3-2-1 method. It's almost like meditation. 5, focus on one thing you can taste.
Through COVID, I bet a lot of people tried that out.
Oh, don't say that. And maybe even a piece of gum will help you out.
2 things you can smell right now, like coffee or fresh cut grass, which I love that smell. Unpleasant smells at work, let's not go there.
Yeah, let's not go there. Number 3, things you can hear, like the wind blowing, maybe the traffic around you if it's not a traffic jam, or someone's soft voice.
Think of 4 things you can physically feel, like your heartbeat, or how warm the sun is. What? Yeah. How warm the sun is?
Yeah, feel it on your face. No, 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 come on. Work with me here.
Put some SPF on.
And finally, 1, open up your eyes, and 5 things you can see right now that reduce that stress.
Trees. See alcohol.
Clouds. You see what you're mixing. You see sangria. That's all you see.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Yeah. Tom Morgan, Karina Carr, you're yumming over there. We're gonna post this recipe coming up because you can make it as a cocktail on National Cocktail Day, and you can make it as a virgin cocktail if you wish.
A mocktail, yeah.
I mean, you're over there, and I've said this before in the show since you joined the team, you cook with a passion. You also mix drinks with a passion. I saw fruit rinds flying. I saw ice cubes going in the air, and I just stayed out of the way.
And did I measure anything? Nope.
You know, it's that old school thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a pinch of this and a dose of that.
Mm-hmm.
It is amazing. And you said it's a sangria in category, so it'll taste better if you let it sit.
And honestly, this is something just like I would do with cooking. A lot of time, I either make up my own thing or I take a few recipes and merge them together. Something that wasn't so heavy. So it's kind of like a springtime sangria hard lemonade mixture with a lot of good fruit in it locally, yeah. And it's very good.
Big thanks to Wise Markets for always helping out with these ventures we go on in the morning. organic fruit included, mm-hmm. And that mixer, that big giant juice box, Springgate Craft Hard Lemonade.
Yes, and it's locally here in Harrisburg,
yeah,
right?
Pennsylvania.
Too far up the road there, and it's already pre-mixed. Got that little pouch button. It's it's a Capri Sun for adults. You just press the button, and goodness to be had by all.
We'll post it up. Coming up.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Chad Evans on the way next, Alicia Taylor this afternoon, Sam Tyler tonight. That's our lineup card. As always, no one on the 40-day disabled list here. I'm excited about baseball.
Nobody on probation.
That's another issue. Shh. Could be me tomorrow.
You never know.
Our parting shot comes from the Jimmy Fallon Tonight Show, where comedian Gabriel
he's
male, Iglesias, was on the show. He's got a show coming up at Dodger Stadium, speaking of baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of a comedian doing a show at a venue that large?
If they're paying I'd play at the White House if I needed to.
Huge venue for a comedian who really can't believe it himself.
This is an audience of 40,000 people.
I know, I'm like the Bad Bunny of comedy.
Are you excited about
it? The Fluffy Bunny. It's surreal because it's like whenever I tell people I'm doing Dodger Stadium, they're like, well, are you singing the national anthem? Are you cleaning it? What are you doing? And I'm like, no, I'm performing there. Like, do they have like a small room? And I'm like, it's like the Super Bowl for a comedian.
Congratulations on that. That's a dream come true. That's beyond a dream. How can you even dream of that?
Yeah, you know, you say, how can you dream of something like that? Because people ask me all the time, did you ever think that it could get this big? And I'm like, no. My only goal in life when I first started doing stand-up was I just want to pay my rent. Because people always say, reach for the stars. It's unrealistic. You know what I'm saying? I tell people, reach for the second floor. Yeah, and this way, if you end up on the roof, you are an overachiever.
That's exactly correct, yeah.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.